Flash, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School, where it is senior night. The Sauk Prairie Eagles, our neighbors to the south, are in town to face the Thunderbird girls. We've already had the senior night festivities down on the floor, and we're just a couple of minutes away from tip-off. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, thrilled to be joined on this snowy night by Christy Feld.
Ben, how are you? It's Valentine's.
It's our Valentine's date.
I know. We've had it the last couple of years. I feel bad for your wife, Barb. You're stuck with me. And if it's going to be a snowy, blowy Valentine's night and I don't have a date, I'd rather be right here.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I can understand why people would feel sorry for Barb for many reasons, but that this just being one of them. I actually looked ahead at the calendar next year. No game, boys or girls, on Valentine's. So hopefully I can get out of the doghouse next season.
You're going to have to do double duty, I think.
Right. So we've got the heavy snow falling outside here at Baraboo High School. They moved this game up. They moved the tip up 1 hour to try to get the get our visitors and everybody else home safely. It's snowing hard, but we're glad to be able to get the senior night game in at the end of the season. Obviously, you can't get games rescheduled.
I'm feeling like we're on daylight savings time.
Yeah, there you go.
I've already moved up. I'm going to keep my clock at this time and at this pace. I'm pretending that it's 5 after 7, you know.
Well, Feldy, you're always an hour ahead of me, so.
Well.
You're always getting the jump.
Yeah, something like that.
So for the T-Birds, they're coming in this season at 3-19, 2-10 in the Badger Small. Of course, those of you who joined us Tuesday night heard that heartbreaker, or the Thunderbirds weren't able to defeat Portage at home. As for the Eagles, they're 11-10 this year. They're 7-5 in conference play, and they're coming off a nail-biter, losing by just 1 point at home to Edgewood on Tuesday.
You know, I got home on Tuesday night after our game, watched the news, and they said that that Edgewood had won by 1 point. I couldn't believe it. You know, the average loss to Edgewood is 35 points in our conference. And the closest games have been Stoughton, who were only 21 points away, and Sauk, that were 22 points away. And all of a sudden, it's a one-point game.
How about that?
So I had to watch it because I didn't have a date. So,
well, you and I both watched the recording of that game, and the Eagles managed to claw back. They were down 14 with about 6 minutes left in the game. They clawed back in. It had a chance to win at the end even, but fell up 1 point short.
I know it. Their defense was just absolutely outstanding. Their offense, if they perhaps would have made a basket in the first 6 minutes of the second half, they might have been okay.
There with the national anthem, you heard the Baraboo High School pep band under the direction of Griffin James. Then we saw Spiffy Griffey in his suit Tuesday night. Now we see Tex-Mex Griffey.
Still in those spiffy red shoes.
He's still looking spiffy. I know this is an audio medium, so most of you don't know what we're talking about. He's got a nice Western shirt. Well, we're nearly ready to tip the ball off here at Baraboo High School, but as they announce the starting lineups on the floor, that's my cue to hand things over to Christy Feld for tonight's starting lineups.
Talk for Eagles under the direction of Jacob Breining. He's almost the only Breining on that team, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Number two, Ava Briggs, a 5'11" senior. Audrey Brickle, a 5'4" sophomore. Mallory Hartwig, a 5'11" junior. Gracelyn Meyer, a 6'1" senior. And Brooklyn Kaufman, a 5'6" junior. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, senior night, so we're going to have our seniors starting. Taylor Spurl, a 5'6" sophomore. Cindy Dobush, a 5'8" sophomore. Leah Hess, a 5'8" senior. Taylan Bell, a 5'6" sophomore. Cassidy Gates, a 5'6" senior. And our honorary sixth starter tonight is Katie Funmaker.
And what a shame for Katie not to be able to start on senior night. Of course, she's been a four-year starter, and she's the Thunderbirds' point guard and defensive stopper. She's out of the lineup with that nose injury. You can see she's on the bench there with a bandage over her face.
You know what? I got a little bit choked up. She's been...
I was just going to say, I think you're a little verklempt,
yep.
Feldy.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Caden's Funmaker has given a lot, not only to this program, but to several programs at the high school. She's an all-around scholar and volunteer. In fact, I'm digging up the info sheet they brought out for senior night just to give you an idea of some of her activities. She runs cross country and track and field and is involved in a lot of different activities at clubs here at Baraboo High School.
Boy, and we're going to talk a little bit about our seniors tonight, because their list of things that they are going to do post-graduation is absolutely stellar.
And the Sauk Prairie Eagles are making a splash. Our visitors are in bright pink, highlighter pink. They're going to move to our right as we face the court.
Highlighter pink, I like
and
that.
And the Thunderbirds are in their home whites. They're going to be moving to our left, as you heard Feldy mention. We've got all the seniors in the starting lineup, all the seniors who are healthy anyway. So Leah Hess is going to get a chance to tip it up here in the place of Sabrina Hartman. And we've got for the Eagles, it's going to be Grayson Meyer looking to jump center.
Sauk Prairie Eagles are a solid team. Their record, they're about third in the conference, and we're going to have a tough go at it tonight.
Meyer tips it to the Eagles, and they're in business. Starting their half-court offense against the Thunderbirds, who play man-to-man defensively, driving baseline. That's Kaufman. Fires cross-court. Open three-point look from the left corner. That's no good from Brickle. But the Eagles snare the offensive rebound and get a reset. Second chance opportunity for Sauk Prairie on the opening possession. Here's another three ball from the left corner. That's off the mark from the hands of Mallory Hartwig. T-Birds rebound. Hess grabbed the board. Got it to Spurl. And here come the T-Birds. Taylen Bell fires cross court. Finds Sydney Dobush. She's been a real spark plug for the T-Birds down the stretch. Cassidy Gates finds Spurl. Looking to penetrate from the right wing. Now she'll pass it out. It's tipped away out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it.
Boy, Sproul looked like she had an open lane to drive into, but it got all clogged up pretty quickly.
Thunderbirds will inbound from the end line. We are still scoreless. Just underway here at Baraboo High School. There's the pass to Sydney Dobush out near the logo. The T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. The Eagles also playing man-to-man defensively. Christy, we saw them play a mix of man-to-man and zone against Edgewood
in their previous game. Yeah, they mixed it up a lot, to be quite honest with you, depending on what Edgewood was doing.
That pass from Spurl is out of bounds to Sauk Prairie, so that's a turnover for the Thunderbirds.
But that defense that they had is stellar, especially inside the paint. Edgewood had a hard time driving, and once the ball gets shot up, their rebounding, meaning Sauk, was outstanding.
Eagles basketball, we're still looking for our first points of the evening. Interior pass tipped away, good defense by Cassidy Gates. Taylor Spurl gathers the loose ball, turnover, Sauk Prairie. Thunderbirds moving two on the left here in the first half. Taylen Bell on the drive, little floater, into contact. She draws the foul and will shoot two. If you just joined us, and of course we're starting early tonight because of the snowy weather forecast, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, alongside the legend, Christy Feld. Happy to be with you, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on the NFHS Network as Bell misses the first free throw, or following us by the Civic Media mobile app. You can listen to all of our broadcasts on the Civic Media mobile app. Second free throw is in the air. That's off the front rim. No good. Sydney Dobush darts in, grabs the offensive rebound, and travels. Good work, followed by a turnover. We are still scoreless. It'll be Eagles basketball.
Boy, Sydney Dobush has just come on strong in the last half of the season. We've talked about it many times, and I expect her to have a good game tonight.
Eagles on the drive. That ball's tipped away. Leah Hess comes away with a steal. Lots of turnovers both ways here early in the contest in this Badgers small conference matchup between longtime rivals, neighboring communities, the Sauk Prairie Eagles and the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds working the ball around patiently on the perimeter. Taylor Spurl picks up her dribble. She's going to fire from the right elbow. Short. Dobush hustles, bats it back into play to Spurl. Nice work by Sydney Dobush. Spurl's going to shoot a baseline jumper. No good. Grabbed by Brickle, and she's fouled in the backcourt. No, it's going to be a jump ball. Taylen Bell forces the jump ball.
You know, the other night we were talking about Portage and Reedsburg being part of the Baraboo experience for 50 years. Mm-hmm, Sauk is another one of those teams that has been here since the beginning.
No doubt. And, of course, next year the Thunderbirds will move to the Badger Large. I see from the non-conference schedule they are trying to work those longtime rivals into the non-conference schedule. But right. That means we only get one instead of two games at best. There's an interior feed. Leah Hess, her shot is blocked out of bounds. Meyer with the swat. Meyer listed at 6'1", a presence in the middle.
Indeed.
Thunderbirds retain possession. Taylor Spurl's looking to inbound from the end line. Her pass is intercepted, picked off by Hartwig. Hartwig on the run. She's got a run out, draws a foul. Shot attempt is no good, but she's fouled by Dobush on the run out.
Boy, Dobush kind of needed to do that to stop an easy two-point basket. Actually, it's team second, Mr. Announcer. Sydney Dobush is first.
I'm not the only one who gets corrected by Feldy. First free throw is good, and we have points on the scoreboard here tonight at Baraboo High School. Hartwig hits her first. Second throw coming up in the air, and good. Sauk Prairie 2, Baraboo 0 in the early going, and there's a steal in the backcourt. They applied full court pressure to get a layup opportunity out of it. That's Brooklyn Kaufman for 2. The Eagles cashing in on their full court pressure, and they're sticking with it. T-Birds are able to break it this time. Taylin Bell fires cross court. They find Spurl on the right wing. She's looking to penetrate. Double teamed. Now she fires cross court. A little too tall for Taylin Bell. Turnover. It'll be Eagles basketball. Sauk Prairie leads 4-0 with 15 minutes to go in the first half.
Back us up a second, Ben. That was a nice press break by the Thunderbirds.
It was indeed. Taylor Spurl was trapped in the corner, but she was able to fire cross court. A couple of cross court passes, and T-Birds looked like they were in business. Hey, there's going to be a potential turnover. You bet. Taylin Bell grabs a loose ball. T-Birds get a steal in the half-court defense. Now they just need to put some points on the board. We saw them struggle to do so against Portage Tuesday night. They were down 13 to zip with 9 minutes to go halfway through the half in the first half on Tuesday night. Taylin Bell on the drive. Picks up her dribble. She's going to look for a teammate. She'll kick it out. Spurl on the right wing. Comes around the screen. Gets to Gates. Gates, looks like she was fouled. Yes, she was fouled as she dribbled into traffic in the lane. That'll be on the floor. T-Birds will have the ball for a baseline inbound.
You know, I think that it's hard to see numbers on black uniforms, and it's not that easy on fluorescent either.
Mm-hmm. Here's an inbound pass.
Nice.
To Cassidy Gates, who cashes in. How about that? The 5'6" senior gets the T-Birds on the board, and a sweet inbound play from Coach Bale and the T-Birds. But the Eagles strike right back. That's a nice interior pass to Ava Brings. She kisses one off the glass inside the right block, and it's 6-2 Sauk Prairie.
Making it look easy.
Taylin Bell dribbles across the division line. 14 minutes to go. Hey, there's another nice interior feed. Leah Hess from the right block. She's blocked. Good defense from Sauk Prairie. And now they're looking to run. That's Kaufman. Kicks it up court. Finds Hartwig. Hartwig slices into the lane. Shot attempt. No good, but she's going to shoot two.
She is certainly not afraid to drive the lane, that's for sure.
Eagles have been the aggressors thus far. T-Birds coming in at 3-19 overall, 2-10 in conference play. First free throw was good.
Sydney Nobush picks up her second, and now it's team third. Mr. Hess is one off.
Well, he doesn't teach math.
That's true.
Second free throw coming up. That's good as well. 2 for 2.
4 for 4.
I'm sorry, 4 for 4. I gave that to Brickle instead of Hartwig. Hartwig's got 4 for 4 from the line. She has 4 points. Taylin Bell is able to dribble through the full court pressure, get it to Spurl, who gets to the lane,
nice.
Scores, and draws a foul. A 3-point play opportunity for Taylor
nice.
Spurl. Taylor's first bucket makes it 8-4, pending the free throw.
Boy, I was all excited because we learned that when they go into a timeout, when they come back out, they put on a full court press. But now we know every time they make a basket, they're going to put on a full court press as well.
I hope you told the Thunderbird coaching staff. Give them a heads up.
Oh, my gosh. I don't have time to fill them in on everything that we learn, Ben.
Peyton Stelzer checks in for the T-Birds, replacing Sydney Dobush. Spurl's free throw is off the rim, no good. So no 3-point play. Grayson Meyer grabs the rebound, finds a teammate, and the Eagles are going to kick it up, looking for a 3-point shot. Left wing, no good. Gathered by Bell. She's facing some hounding defense in the backcourt from Kaufman, but she beats it. Ooh, but her pass is nearly intercepted. Spurl grabs it, though, in the corner. She needs help from a teammate. Passes to Hess.
Hess
kicks it out to Gates. Gates is going to fire for three. No good. Loose ball gathered by the Eagles, but stepping
right
on the end line was Kaufman, so that's a turnover. It'll go to the T-Birds. It looks like Madeline Gilbert is going to come in for her first action. She's the T-Birds' 3-point sniper. And we're going to see Sabrina Hartman, the T-Birds' top rebounder, checking in.
Boy, we were talking about Sauk and Madison against Edgewood. They had a hard time. Sauk had a hard time, too, working inside the lane, but popped in. I think they had 5 or 6 3-point baskets in the second half.
There's an inbound pass to Mandy Gilbert. She fires a three from the right corner. No good. Eagles grab it. T-Birds having trouble hitting the rim here from distance. Kaufman.
Oh, nice pass.
Penetrates. Gives it up to Brings, who can't convert. T-Birds grab the rebound. That's Hartman. She comes in averaging nearly 8 rebounds a game. Tops on the T-Birds. Taylor Spurl on the drive. Finds Stelzer. Ball is batted away. Eagles steal it. T-Birds averaging 25 turnovers a game. They've had quite a few here in the early going. Kaufman looking to drive. Now she kicks. Ball gets away, though, from Hartwig. She's able to gather, but that ball is tipped away. T-Birds are going to get a turnover. A couple of Eagles checking in. We have Kensington Kleist and Macy Gulden coming in.
Boy, that turnover was courtesy of a little bit of extra pressure by Taylor Sperling on Sauk Prairie.
And we've got a timeout on the floor here. Looks like timeout Baraboo. That gives us a chance to thank the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. While we got a second, let's look at the rest of the Thunderbird sports calendar. Boys basketball will be in action. They are coming off a win last night at, was that Poinette last night?
Reedsburg,
Poinette was Tuesday. Thank you.
Yep.
They beat Reedsburg. Two road wins this week for the T-Bird boys. They're going to host Sauk Prairie. Wait, oh, they won one, lost one. They're going to host Sauk Prairie on Tuesday, so join John Gunnell and I for that one Tuesday night, and they're going to be at Edgewood on Friday, and we'll get to the rest of the calendar after this.
And it's a busy one.
T-Birds inbound. Why was I thinking they beat Poinette?
Because they were ahead at the half or close to it at the half.
My first correction. Won't be the last. Taylor Spurl draws a foul.
You know what? Now I have to look it up. Cover me, Ben.
Taylor Spurl with a little up and under move. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. They get Kaufman for the foul. Her second. The Eagles' fourth of the half. Spurl's first free throw was in the air and good.
Wrong. Feldy wrong.
Oh, hey.
Win-win. One for Ben.
One in my column. All right. Checking in for Sauk Prairie, Savannah Legal. She replaces Kaufman with her two fouls.
Why did you think they won? Because they did.
So the T-Birds did indeed win. T-Bird boys won two this week. Spurl sinks the second free throw, so she has 4 points, and it's a two-point ball game.
Now I wasn't paying attention to anything.
So it was a Kaufman's second foul.
Thank you.
Spurl made both free throws.
Thank you.
And
I'm
we're all
up.
Set.
And Baraboo won two games.
Interior feed. Nice feed to Golden, but she's off the mark from the left block. Good defense from Sabrina Hartman. T-Birds grab the rebound, and they're looking to tie this ball game. Gilbert from the left wing. I think she was looking to pass to a cutter who didn't cut. Eagles come away with the steal, but there's some nice defense. Taylen Bell swats it free. It will stay with the Eagles.
I'm going to add that I think Taylen Bell was supposed to be the cutter, got frustrated and knocked the ball out of the hands of Sauk Prairie. That's all right.
You have to atone.
So I don't know that for sure. So
the Eagles are going to inbound. It's Sauk Prairie 8, Baraboo 6. Eagles basketball. Working it around the perimeter. And there's a hot pass to the right block. Fielded, but now it gets away, and the T-Birds grab a steal. Taylen Bell on the bounce. Picks it up, finds Stelzer, swings it over to Spurl. Now Bell looking to penetrate. She gets to the rim and scores. A nice drive and finish for Taylen Bell.
Great passing. Way to put it in the basket.
Bell's first bucket ties the game at 8. Working around a screen, cutting in, and through contact was Hartwig. That's going to be a foul on the T-Birds.
I'm laughing because Taylor Spurl knocked it, and then the whistle blew, and her wide-open mouth is like, what?
And it's going to be a shooting foul to boot.
Taylor Spurl picks up her first. It's the fourth team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Hartwig's free throw bounces off the rim. No good.
Of course, it only says 3 up there. Where am I screwing up?
I doubt that. Haley Bader checks in for the Eagle, or for the Eagles, and Bella Brown for the T-Birds.
Hmm.
Second free throw is in the air. That's off the mark, but rebounded by the Eagles. So Bader, fresh off the bench, grabs an offensive board. Reload for Sauk Prairie. Game tied at 8, under 11 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie ball, nice little give and go action. Bader gets all the way to the hoop. Kisses it with the left hand off the glass as she sliced into the lane and gives Sauk Prairie a 10-8 lead. T-Birds look to answer. We're going to see City Dobos check back in. There's a nice pass on a backdoor cut, but Maddie Gilbert couldn't handle it. Kleist penetrating. Floater 5 feet. No good. Golden rebound. Put back. No good. Rebounded by Gilbert. T-Birds that able to escape that one. Those couple of good-looking shots for Sauk Prairie. T-Birds run on their half-court set. Gilbert's going to fire for 3 from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Golden rebounds.
That's one of the things I noticed about Golden today is she is a very strong rebounder. A strong presence in the lane, that's for sure.
Eagles basketball. They lead by two. They're going to get it for Steps. Traveling, another turnover. And we have three T-Birds coming in. It'll be Dobush, Bell, and Ella Pierce making her first appearance, replacing Peyton Stelzer, Taylor Spurl, and Madeline Gilbert.
Can't keep up with all the substitutions tonight, Ben.
Yeah, they're getting everybody some early action here.
No kidding.
T-Birds inbound and walk it up. Eagles continue to play man-to-man defense. T-Birds hoping to tie the game up, maybe even take a lead here with 9.5 to go in the first half. Dobush double-teamed, trapped, and fouled. And then we're going to have a sub coming in here for the Eagles. A couple of them, in fact.
Mallory Hartwig is going to pick up her second foul for the Sauk Prairie Eagles.
Audrey Brickle checks in for the Eagles, as does Ava Brings. So Golden has a seat, along with Hartwig. Still Baraboo ball, still trailing by two. Thunderbirds working it around the arc. Student section enthused about Taylor Bell's ball handling. Little now you see me, now you don't.
They're dressed in pink tonight in the student section.
I wonder, did they and the Eagles coordinate this pink look?
Maybe.
There's an interior feed to Hartman at the right block. It's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Thunderbirds will keep it.
We've had a number of games where players have, where it's been a pink night, but I've never seen a pink uniform. Fluorescent pink, as
right.
Ben Bromley calls it.
Stelzer and Spurl return for the T-Birds, replacing Hartman and Dobush. Baraboo ball. Oh, there's that inbound pass right through the hands of Bella Brown. Sauk Prairie ball. So the Eagles will inbound from the sideline and walk it up. They lead 10-8, under 9 minutes to go first half. Eagles come in at 11-10 on the season. They're 7-5 in Badger Small conference play. We'll give and go action, and there's a nice block shot. Oh. Bella Brown with a swat. Nice defense. T-Birds come away with the turnover. And if I'm nice pass to Ella Pierce. I think she might have been looking for Bella Brown. Ella Pierce grabbed it, but she couldn't finish. Brings has the rebound. And here come the Eagles looking to build on a two-point lead. Coming around a screen. Kleist gives it up. Three-point look. Right wing. That's no good for Legal. But there's a putback. No good. Second putback is good for Haley Bader. She's doing good work with 4 points off the bench.
She is, and she kind of did a reversal putback.
She really did. A reverse lay-in with the right hand from the left side of the hoop.
That's kind of cool.
Under 8 minutes to go. It's Sauk Prairie 12, Baraboo 8. Taylen Bell on the dribble. Finds Peyton Stelzer, who will swing it over to Spurl. Left wing, picks up her dribble. It's to Pierce. T-Birds just working it around the arc. Four-point lead for Sauk Prairie. Taylor Spurl's got it in the right corner. And she'll dribble it out. Now she's looking to penetrate. Kicks it out to Pierce.
I was worried she kind of stuck her arm out when she was going in.
Yeah, we might get called for the chicken wing. Hey, there's a nice feed to Ella Pierce cutting to the hoop. Ooh, she can't finish. Just a little too strong off the rim.
She'll get it.
Eagles rebound. Savannah Legal brings it up for Sauk Prairie. Eagles leading by four. 7 minutes to go, first half. Coming up next for Sauk Prairie, they're going to host Lodi on Tuesday. And here's Bella Brown with another block. The T-Bird reserve guard going Dikembe Mutombo with two blocks here in the first half. Thunderbirds grab the loose ball. Looking to put it in the bucket here. Trailing by four. Bella Brown's going to fire for three. She's feeling it. A bounce off the back iron, no good.
Boy, she got a three-point basket against Portage the other night. I'd love to see her collect a couple more tonight.
Eagles now going to work their half-court offense. Comes Bader, cutting into the lane and scoring. Haley Bader, have yourself a first half off the bench. She has scored six.
And five is her average, so she's done for the night.
The T-Birds can only hope so.
Yeah.
It's 14-8, Sauk Prairie. Taylor Bell fakes a three, dribbles in. And the T-Birds are going to work it around. They've been patient offensively. Bell gets tied up, but they're going to call a foul.
She got double teamed by Sauk Perry. Who's it going to go on, Ben?
I think they're going to get Bader with this one.
I'm marking it in.
Nope. I am incorrect.
I'm erasing it.
I hope you have it in pencil whenever yes. I speak. Hartman and Gilbert return for the T-Birds, replacing Pierce and Brown. And we got subs for the Eagles as well. Kennedy Breinig checks in. Okay, and we got another timeout on the floor. This is going to be a chance to get to that sports calendar. We talked about the T-Bird boys. They're going to host Sauk Prairie on Tuesday, so join John Gunnell and I for the call on that one, 7 p.m.-ish, right here on all these same stations. T-Bird boys will also host, they'll be at Edgewood a week from tonight. Girls hockey team is going to be at Northland Pines tonight, and they're going to host the Stoughton Icebergs in a regional on Thursday. Boys hockey is going to host Onalaska tomorrow, and then they have regionals versus Middleton at Capital Ice Arena on Tuesday. Boys wrestling team has regionals at Verona tomorrow. Girls wrestling team, they are at Richland Center today, I think, unless some of this might have gotten changed with the weather, and they'll be at Prairie du Chien next Friday. Gymnastics team has an invitational at Platteville tomorrow, or at least so we hope. There's a lot of snow coming.
Kidding.
The boys swimming team has a sectional at Sauk Prairie tomorrow. You wonder with 4 inches potentially today, four more tomorrow, you wonder how it's going to wreak havoc with the schedule.
Well, yeah, and it's wrestling regionals, right?
Right.
Wrestling regionals, right? Yeah. Stoughton Icebergs. Do you think they melt under pressure?
I like that. Just the tip of the icebergs. T-Birds will inbound. They trail by six. They need a little juice offensively here. They haven't scored in a while. And there's a pass on a backdoor cut just out of the reach of Maddie Gilbert. And that's a turnover for the T-Birds. That was an open cutter. Just couldn't find her. T-Birds either have had the good pass that the cutter hasn't been able to grab or the open cutter who gets missed by the pass.
Yep, but Taylor has found that person almost every single time. So when that connects, we're going to make points.
Eagles ball. They're looking to improve on a six-point lead. There's a little give-and-go action. Gets Brings into the lane. Her shot is off the mark, but she gets her own rebound. So a reload for the Eagles offense. That's legal on the drive. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Sauk Prairie.
Boy, she did a little spin move. Then she tried to put it up, and nothing was going. And no fouls. We like that.
Inbound goes to the Eagles. They kick it out from the lane for a three-point look. No good for Brickle, but they get the putback for two.
Kennedy Breinig was in the right place at the right time. 2 points for the... Only Breinig on our list.
I was waiting for the Breinig-Bolwig commentary.
It's coming. I had to do a quick check to make sure I wasn't lying. Oh, nice pass.
Nice pass to Peyton Stelzer, but she gets stripped on her way up. Eagles grab the loose ball, and they lead 16-8, and they have the basketball. Stopping and popping from the right elbow. Was legal. No good. Taylor Spurrow comes away with the rebound.
Come on, we can't come up empty this.
Here they find Maddie Gilbert. Open for a three. Left wing. Oh. Grazes the rim. No good. Hartman hustles after it, but she's out of bounds. It's going to go to Sauk Prairie.
I get excited when Maddie is on
That's her
X.
spot, man. That's her spot.
We're acting like we know him.
That's another shot you'll take anytime. She's going to hit more
Absolutely.
Of those than she'll miss.
She does.
4:21 to go. It's Sauk Prairie 16, Baraboo 8 here in the first half. We were tied at 8. Eagles, of course, on an 8-0 run. And now they're going to try to fire a 3 from the left wing. Rattles out. Rattles in and out
oh,
and
nice
out again. T-Birds grab the rebound. Thunderbirds need a thunderbolt. There's a pass over the head of Hartman. Stolen. Kennedy Breinig with the steal. Kicks it up court. Brickle's going to fire for three from the right wing. That's off the rim, no good. Spurrow grabs a rebound. She's being harassed in the backcourt. That's going to be a foul on Sauk Prairie. We have a slew of subs about to check in. We're going to see Dobush and Hess for the T-Birds. And we're going to see Gulden, Meyer, and Traxler, I believe.
I still am one ahead of the scorer's table. I'm on 8.
Not Traxler. Kleist checking in, I think. You're right. The white on the pink isn't the easiest to see.
It's not.
Free throw is off the mark for Spurl and rebounded by Galvin. T-Birds miss another opportunity. Okay, I was right. It was Kleist. Now firing a 3 from the left wing. No good. Eagles have gone cold, too. That's what's keeping T-Birds in this game.
Right.
Neither team can hit a thing. It's 16-8 with under 3.5 to go. Eagles will inbound from the end line. They find Golden. She'll hand to Kennedy Breinig. Fire it over to Audrey Brickle. Now she's going to work around a screen. And the Eagles are going to patiently work it around the arc here. Golden posting up. Now she'll come out and set a screen. Little give-and-go action. Kleist finds her, and she gets it right back. Ticking down to 3 minutes to go. Golden posting up on Hess. Shot attempt, no good, but she grabs her own rebound and follows. No good. Peyton Stelzer battling for the rebound. Leah Hess comes away with it. And Leah Hess did a nice job of standing up to Macy Golden there in the post.
That's a big job, too.
Spurl cuts into the lane. Shot attempt is no good, but she's going to shoot too, and the T-Birds desperately need a couple points here. Bella Brown waiting to check in, as is Cassidy Gates for Baraboo.
All right, that's where the difference is. They say that Audrey Brickle's picking up her first, and I have her down for 2. So now we've got everything all cleaned up, Ben.
Nice work. Spurl hits the free throw. T-Birds stop the bleeding on the 8-0 run. Gates and Brown replace Gilbert and Stelzer. 2:45 to go. Baraboo trails Sauk Prairie by 7 as we wait for Taylor Spurl's second free throw. She dribbles, she shoots, and she scores. Taylor Spurl has 6, and the T-Birds are within 6. Eagles basketball. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. This rivalry between longtime conference opponents in many different conference alignments over the years. Meyer picks up her dribble, fires cross court, finds Kleist. 3 ball from the left corner, almost brings rain. Spurl comes away with the rebound on the miss and draws a foul. Taylor Spurl has been active here in the first half.
She has been active. The foul's going to go on Audrey Brickle.
And we are in one and one territory. That could help the T-Birds.
That was another one where I think Audrey Brickle was a little surprised, even though she had her wrapped up in a wrestling move on the ground. You know, I just
what are you calling, ref?
What do you mean?
This is Greco-Roman. It's cool.
She batted the ball away. It was in the other person's hand.
Savannah Legal checks in, replacing Mallory Hartwig with those 2 fouls. Spurl's first free throw was off the mark. Ooh, T-Bird's missing the front end. You hate that. Next foul will be 2 free throws for the T-Birds. In the bonus, almost to the double bonus, with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Eagles basketball, they lead by 6. They find Golden, who kicks it right back out. Now they're going to work it around the arc. Brining finds Golden, who finds Meyer. She's thinking about that 3. Now she wants to penetrate. Picks it up. Now slicing into the lane. Shooting and missing is Legal.
Nice defense by the Thunderbirds on that possession.
Legal with the rebound. I should say Hess with the rebound. T-Bird ball, under 2 minutes to go. Can they make a couple of hoops? Make this a tight ball game at the half. Here's Taylor Spurl driving, kissing one off the glass. Taylor Spurl excelling in the first half. She scored 8, and the T-Birds trail by 4. Under 1.5 minutes to go. Thunderbirds now on a 4-0 run. They find Golden, low post, right block. She is fouled, I think, not by the primary defender, but by some of her help defenders.
I'm putting 10.
I think you're right.
But we're wrong. Leah Hess.
I don't think that was...
I thought Bella Brown got her.
Yeah, she's not the one who swung and hit the arm. But who are we to say? Golden's free throw is good. That's her first point, even though it seems like she's really been all over the place and active here in the first half.
She is so strong, both offensively and defensively. For coming off the bench, her presence is known.
Taylan Bell checks in, replacing Sydney Dobusch. Second free throw is no good. Bella Brown grabs that rebound. It's 17-12, Sauk Prairie, Baraboo basketball. And they find Cassidy Gates, left block.
Come on, Cass.
Kisses one off the glass. Nice move. A little right-hand flip over her shoulder. for Cassidy nice. Gates. She has four, and it's a three-point game. Under a minute to go. Boy, the T-Birds would love to have this be a tie game or a one-point game at the half. They trail by as many as eight. Grayson Meyer on the dribble.
Oh!
She plows over Cassidy Gates.
That's hers.
She draws the offensive foul. Good defense. She's fixing her pigtails there.
Woo! Graceland Meyer. Knocks down Cassidy Gates.
Yeah, how about that? So it's T-Bird ball. They trail by three. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Taylor Spurl finds Bella Brown on the right wing. Gives it right back. Now they find Gates in the high post. Left elbow. She'll kick it back out. Spurl. They find Brown. Brown's thinking about that three in the corner. Now she'll give it up. Gates at the top of the key. Ooh, good idea for an interior pass, but it eludes Leah Hess and goes out of bounds to Sauk Prairie. I like the idea on that pass.
If
the angle was right, but it was a good look.
Cassidy Gates has had a good half, that's for sure.
It certainly has. Starting here as a senior on senior night. Eagles ball. They lead by three. 12 seconds to go. Breinig. They're being patient. Now they find Gulden in the lane over Hess. Scores. And with that field goal, Gulden has three, and the Eagles lead 19-14.
I think that was the year I was born, Ben.
Well, we had a spirited affair here. We had a tie game at 8. Eagles took control for a bit there, leading 16-8. T-Birds are able to claw their way back in. We'll reset the first half statistics after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind. The secret's out. For grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpaBBQShop.com. It's 18 at our studios.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio for an unforgettable time. Visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are at halftime. The Sauk Prairie Eagles lead the Thunderbirds 19-14. We're just a couple of minutes away from the second half. It's getting underway, but let's turn things over to Christy Feld for our first half statistics.
Our first half statistics are pretty easy. I could do it again. For the Sauk Prairie Eagles, Haley Bader is leading the way with 3 baskets. She has 6 points. Mallory Hartwig is 4-for-6 from the line. She has 4 points. Ava Briggs has 2. Kennedy Brining has 2. And Macy Golden has 3. Why do I think that? Does she just have 1 basket?
Yeah, I've got her with 3. Golden, yeah.
Okay.
Seems like she should have more. She was
so
busy.
She was really busy. So I was second-guessing myself. For your Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl is leading the way with 8 points. She's got 4 points from the free throw line and 2 baskets. Taylan Bell has 2, and Cassidy Gates had 2. I had a couple of seconds to do a little research, Ben.
Ooh.
It's the first game that we have played all season where we haven't had 3-point baskets in the first half.
How about that? That is true. No threes either way.
Yeah. I can't speak for Sauk, but I can speak for Baraboo, and at least from what I have in my book. And so I'm looking forward to a second half that where Baraboo has a few more three-point buckets. I'm not wishing that from Sauk, but I'm wishing that for Baraboo.
That would certainly help the T-Birds get back in this ball game. They trail by 5 at the half. We'll be back to bring you the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
We are ready to start the second half here at Baraboo High School. The Thunderbirds trailing the Sauk Prairie Eagles 19-14. We're happy you joined us on this snowy evening for the senior night contest. I was telling my partner, even though our crowd is a little sparse here at Baraboo High School, we'd like to think there's a robust audience out there listening or watching, enjoying this game and staying in safe in the snowstorm.
My mom and my dog Lucy, I think, are listening.
Well, hi, Mom. Glad to have her in our listening audience. It's going to be Eagles basketball to start the second half. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, alongside the legend, Christy Feld. Happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM Radio.
And I totally enjoyed this first half of this game. And I know that we had a number of turnovers, but Baraboo had good passing. They had great defense. I'm looking forward to the second half.
And that second half is underway. Thunderbirds continue to play man-to-man defense. The Eagles in their highlighter pink uniforms moving to our left here in the second half. On a drive, and now a kick out. Three ball from the right corner. Miss for the Eagles. That's Kaufman. You mentioned that, Feldy. Neither team has been proficient from beyond the arc tonight.
Not at all.
Getting to the lane is Taylan Bell. Her shot is blocked, but it's out of bounds. Baraboo will keep possession.
But it's that kind of play, what Taylan Bell did right there where she pushed it to the basket.
Make something happen,
it's
right?
It's making things happen, and I like that.
Taylor Spurl looking to score. Throws up a floater, no good. Meyer grabs the loose ball for the Eagles. Sauk Prairie leads by 5 as we open the second half. These longtime rivals. Now in the Badger small. There's a nice looking interior feed. Kissing it off the glass for 2 is Ava Brings. You can see that play developing, and a promising one it was for the Eagles. And there's a backdoor cut. Ooh. Just gets away from Leah Hess. Steal by Hartwig. Eagles are in business. Thinking about the 3. Second thoughts. Decides to fire it. No good for Brickle. Hess has the rebound. T-Birds still looking for their first basket of the second half.
I wonder if their coach told them they needed to put up some 3-point.
Right. Maybe so. Taylan Bell gets double teamed and has the ball stolen away by Kaufman. Offense looking a little disjointed here as we open the second half. There's another interior feed to Brings. This one's out of bounds off the T-Birds. The Eagles will inbound from the end line beneath their basket. 16 and a half minutes to go. It's Sauk Prairie 21, Baraboo 14. Meyer dribbles, picks it up, kicks it out. Stopping and popping from the right elbow. 4-2 are the Sauk Prairie Eagles. That's Hartwig with her first field goal. And that 9-point lead is the Eagles' largest. And there's a steal. Brings comes away with that loose ball. T-Birds off to a rough start here in the second half. And there's another nice little penetration. Shot is off the mark for Hartwig, but she draws a foul in the process. The Eagles are going to shoot 2.
Sydney Dobusch is going to pick up her third. Ava Brings has a little sister who is on the roster tonight being brought up as a freshman, getting ready for tournament time. Her mom is the administrator at Gordon-Wilson.
This is the kind of insight you only get when you have Feldy on the broadcast. First free throw is off the mark. Checking in for the T-Birds, Sabrina Hartman and Peyton Stelzer. They're going to replace Leah Hess and Cassidy Gates. One more free throw coming up here for Hartwig. It is in the air, and it is good. It rattles out and rolls in.
Rolling, rocking and rolling.
Hartwig gives the Eagles a 10-point lead. T-Birds, once again, they need a bucket. 24-14, Sauk Prairie, and a near steal. Now it's tied up. Thunderbirds will keep it. And they'll inbound from the end line. T-Birds need a spark here early in the second half.
Boy, they do need a spark. This is reminiscent of earlier this week when we went for long periods of time without a basket.
Trailing by 10, and the inbound pass is promptly stolen. Nearly tied up. Hartwig comes away with it. Eagles looking to penetrate. Missing, but drawing the foul is Brickle.
No.
We got steps.
Yep.
Okay, travel. We'll send it to the T-Birds on a turnover.
She was trying to do one of those hop and pops.
Yeah. You've heard of the stop and pop? Sometimes there's a
hop and pop. We got the hop and pop.
T-Birds ball. Get another chance to get within 10 here. Sabrina Hartman's got the ball in the high
right
post.
There.
Nice feed to Taylan Bell. She kicks it out. Taylor Spurl's going to launch for three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Hartman. Eagles will have it.
It was Hartman, two Sauk Prairie players, but Hartman had the height, and that's why
right.
She got the last touch.
Indeed. Eagles basketball, they're going to walk it up.
All the things I love about Sabrina, except having the final say.
And there's a nice pass and a backdoor cut. Grayson Meyer pays it off with a left hand at the rim. Her first field goal. The lead is now a dozen for the Eagles. And the T-Birds are in the danger zone. Nice looking high-low action there for the Eagles. T-Birds need to answer. And Coach Bale is going to take a timeout as the offensive possession was a bit disjointed. He wants to give everyone a chance to gather themselves and get a good look here. So with that timeout, that gives us a chance to tell you a little bit about our sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. Christy, I see you looking at your senior night notes. Let's hear. What do you got?
I am looking at those. Cassidy Gates, one of the things we learned at the pregame was that her nickname is Chargeacity.
Is that
we
right?
We could have used that earlier tonight.
Chargeacity.
I kept thinking I needed to interject that. The notes say that her nickname is Sassy or Cassie, but we learned pregame that it was Chargeacity, and I thought that was a good one. And she's going to go to college and get her ag business degree in cash crop farming. She loves farm work, loves working with farm animals. I thought that was interesting. Her advice is always look forwards and never backwards. Don't let others tell you that you can't do something. And she's been playing basketball for 13 years.
Dobusch inbounds, T-Bird basketball. They trail by 12. Coming off this timeout. Hey, they get the ball right in there to Taylan Bell near the right block. Who scores?
Coach Bale drew up a good one.
He sure did. T-Birds are back within 10. Ooh, there's a near turnover on the Eagles, but they're able to gather. That's Kaufman. Finds Brings, cutting through the lane. Good defense by Hartman, and she grabs the rebound. Denied. T-Bird basketball. See if they can put together a little run here. We saw some runs in the first half. Eagles had a run to take an 8-point lead. T-Birds got back within 5 before half. But they've been on a run of their own here to start the second half. But here the T-Birds draw a foul.
Brooklyn Kaufman picks up her third.
T-Birds will inbound from the far sideline. They're moving to our right here in the second half as we face Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. 14 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie 26, Baraboo 16. T- Taylor Spurl passes up a pass to the post, instead swings it around. Eagles continue to play man-to-man defensively. We got Sabrina Hartman out there in the logo. I feel like we need to get her down on